See, there is a meditation that is always already occurring. There is a part of you that is always in meditation. What is meditation? It's our own natural state. Meditation is awakened consciousness simply being itself. There is a part of us that is always in meditation, that is always outside of time and change and becoming.
Welcome to Meditation Changes Everything with spiritual teacher Craig Hamilton, a podcast exploring the deeper potentials of meditation practice and how it can change every aspect of human life.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's podcast. For this episode, I'm going to do something a bit different than we've done for our other episodes. This episode is essentially going to be a meditation workshop, which means I'm going to guide you through four different approaches to meditation. Each of these practices that I'll be sharing today is what I would call a direct awakening practice, which means that it's designed to open you to awaken consciousness during the meditation. And because we'll be meditating most of the time, I encourage you to listen when you can sit in a quiet place and give all your attention to the practices I'll be guiding you through. I hope you enjoy the workshop.
So we're now going to move into doing some of these practices. A few quick suggestions as we do. I want to invite you to relate to each practice as an experiment. In other words, you don't know how to do this. Nobody does. I don't know how to do this. Each time you do it, you come to it with just open, innocent, experimental orientation. And be easy with yourself around this. Don't be worried about doing it right. Don't try to figure out if you're doing it right. Just keep working with it. Keep exploring it with curiosity, with interest, with openness, without self-judgment and criticism. And just see. We're going to do a few different things. Some of them might open something up for you. Others might not. It's okay. This is a brief training. We're covering a lot of ground. So, with that, we're going to go ahead and jump in. So, I want to invite you to now just find yourself a relaxed, comfortable meditation posture. The first practice we're going to explore is the practice of allowing everything to be exactly the way it is. Letting things be as they are. But before we do a longer version of it, I want to invite you to try it just for 30 seconds. We're just going to do a 30-second meditation on letting things be. So the way it's going to work is I'm going to say, at a certain point, I'm going to say begin, and then I'll say stop after 30 seconds. And for that 30 seconds, you're going to what? Let everything be as it is. Just let everything be, just for this half a minute. Okay? Begin. and stop. Okay. Now we're going to try doing it for a full minute. Begin. Stop. So, how was that? Chances are doing it for a shorter time was a little easier. Doing it for a little longer time, questions start to come up. Am I doing it right? What does it mean to let everything be? So, we're now going to do this for a longer period, open-ended, and I'm going to guide it bit more to help clarify what it is. And just in this moment, allow this moment to happen in whatever way it's happening. You're letting yourself feel however you feel. You're letting your mind do whatever it's doing. You're just not resisting, not rejecting anything in your experience. We spend our entire lives trying to make something happen. Trying to get somewhere, trying to accomplish something, trying to experience something, trying to awaken to something. Trying to become someone. Just let all that go. All the becoming, all the trying, all the striving, all the struggling. Allow this moment to be as it is. Allow yourself to be as you are. And that includes everything about you and everything about this moment. Just let it be. things be, allowing means allowing things to change. Each new moment of experience is different than the previous one. Sometimes our mind is quiet, other times thoughts flutter up. Sometimes we feel peaceful, other times we feel some tension. Letting things be is not holding on to a particular state of feeling peaceful. Letting things be means letting each moment flow into the next, and letting it all be exactly as it is. No need to change anything. Now I want to invite you to gently let go of our first practice. So that practice may have revealed itself to you a little bit or a lot or not. Don't worry about it. It was just a brief practice. But can you see how? This is the important part. Can you see how, if you were to continue letting things be, to take a stand in allowing everything to be, in not trying to change anything, not trying to become anything, not resisting, not rejecting anything, if you could take a stand in that for long enough, regularly enough, how eventually your ego has nowhere to go, has no way to participate, and this wide open space opens up, creating the space for the only part of you that could possibly embrace letting things be, which is your own awakened self. There would be no option. That's the fundamental opportunity of really doing this practice. So we're now going to move to our second practice. And it is the practice of innocence, which means the practice of letting go of the need to know. If you look at how we go through our lives, we're always making meaning. We're always trying to interpret what's happening, and we're evaluating what's happening, meaning we're trying to figure out what it means, and we're trying to figure out whether it's good or bad or somewhere in between. We're trying to know. It makes a lot of sense in life, but when it comes to making room for awakened consciousness, we can step out of the whole compulsive pattern of grasping onto the mind, of participating in the mind's attempt to know reality. We can step into innocence, into not knowing. And the infinite space it opens up. So we're again going to start with a 30-second meditation. And what we're going to do when I say start for half a minute is you're going to give up your mind. You're going to not try to know anything. Just don't know anything for half a minute. Let yourself sit in the unknown, in unknowing. And go ahead and begin. And stop. So again, we're just not getting involved with the mind. The mind yammering away about everything it knows, everything it's trying to know. We just step out of that stream. We just don't know. Whatever the mind throws up, I don't know. No idea. We're resting in the freedom of having no idea. Go ahead and begin. And stop. The profound, spontaneous wisdom that is the hallmark of enlightenment only arises from this unknowing, this innocence. willingness to let go of the known, to not grasp for certainty, makes room for a wisdom beyond the mind. I'm now going to guide us in this practice. Give yourself the freedom to not need to know anything. Realize you don't really know anything. Okay, maybe that's going too far. But not in the way that your ego wants to. Deep down, we are innocent. We aren't really certain about so many of the things we try to be so sure of. Reality is a great unknown. There is so much more that we don't know than what we do know. Allow yourself to rest in the mystery of unknowing, not needing to know anything. You're just here, present. With no idea. You may notice that your mind continues to generate thought. Thoughts which take the form of knowing something or trying to know something. Realize you are not the mind. You are not the one generating those thoughts. They are arising on their own. With no without being generated by you. And therefore you do not have to engage in the mind. You do not have to engage with thought. Thoughts arise in the vast sky of consciousness. You just let them pass through the sky like clouds blowing across the blue open sky. Your position in relation to everything the mind presents is I have no idea if that's true. And I have no interest in figuring it out. No idea, no interest. I'm more interested in the unknown, in the mystery. Now go ahead and gently let go of this practice. And I want to invite you to take 1 minute to just stretch, stand up, move your body, not in a big way, but just in a way to shake off any discomfort or stiffness. We've been sitting for a while. We have 2 more practices to go. So just give yourself 1 minute to just take care of the body, adjust. As you let that practice go, you can continue to just be innocent and allowing. See how the 2 practices we've done work together, letting things be, not needing to know anything, not getting involved with the mind. By the way, one thing I haven't mentioned today is that if you do any one of these practices fully, you will spontaneously be doing all of them automatically, because these practices are just the natural dispositions of awakened consciousness. If you do it fully, you are fully stepping into awakened consciousness, and therefore all of the other practices, which are just naturally derived from awakening, will all be there happening. You do one, you do them all. Yet each of these is a different doorway into awakened consciousness, that some will work better for some of us than others. That's why we have a lot of different ways to come at it. All right, settling back into our seats. And again, taking your meditation posture. This practice, we're not going to do 2 short ones and a long one, because it's a different type of practice. So for this practice, this is a practice of becoming aware of awareness itself, or consciousness itself. One simple way of understanding what awakened consciousness is, it's consciousness that is awake to itself. Normally in human life, our consciousness, our awareness, is only aware of things. We're aware of all the world around us. We're aware of the thoughts in our mind, the feelings in our heart, the sensations in our body. We're aware
of content, of phenomena, of things. Awakened consciousness is still aware of all that, but it's also aware of itself. It's consciousness that has discovered consciousness. And that is a profound discovery. The discovery of the experiencer, the discovery of the one who is aware. So to begin this practice, I just want to invite you to become aware of your body and all of your bodily sensations that you can feel right now. The pressure of the cushion against your seat, the feeling of the floor or whatever against your feet, the breath going in and out. Clothing against your skin. Any discomfort or pain. Any pleasant feelings. Become aware of your emotions. You don't have to name them, but just notice how you feel emotionally. What feelings are present? The feeling quality of this moment. Become aware of thought, of what's coming up in your mind, moment to moment. If your eyes are open, just notice what's in your visual field. Without looking around, but just be aware of what you can see. Notice the sound of my voice. And any other sounds you can hear. And now I want to invite you to become aware of that which is aware of all of those objects in consciousness. Become aware of the awareness of all of these things. Notice that this awareness is not located in a particular place. There is an awareness that is registering the sound of my voice. It's not somewhere in your head. And if you're aware of somewhere in your head, notice what is aware of that place. And what is aware of that place that's aware of that. Bring your attention to the context in which everything arises. Instead of focusing on this or that event or thing, notice the context in which those things and events are occurring, which is consciousness, awareness, always here, but not locatable. Going to work with this now a little more specifically. I want to invite you to become very aware of the movement of breath. Give your full attention to the breath going in and out, however you experience it. Not trying to breathe slowly or differently, but just paying close attention to the movement of the breath, coming in, going out, and then a brief pause before the next in-breath. Just follow that breath very closely through all three parts of that movement. Shift your attention to the awareness of the breath. Instead of focusing on the breath, focus on the awareness of the breath moving. So the breath is still moving in the background. You're still aware of it, but you're noticing the awareness of it. Now bring your attention back to the breath directly, only paying attention to the breath moving through its cycle. And now bring your attention back to the awareness of the breath moving through its cycle. If your eyes are closed, now open your eyes and allow them to. And for all of us, just look at something in the space around you. Just one thing, a piece of furniture or the wall or the floor. But just look at it and take a moment to really closely observe it. Notice all of the characteristics, what it's made of, the shape it is, what the surface looks like. What color it is, just really observe it intently for a moment as though you were describing it. And now become aware of the awareness of that object. Bring your attention to the experiencer, to the part of you that is aware of that, to the awareness of it. You're still aware of it, you're still looking at it, but now you're bringing your attention to the awareness, not to the thing itself. Now allow your gaze to just rest in one place, or you can close your eyes again if you were meditating eyes closed. And I want to invite you to just rest in awareness itself. Thoughts still arise. Sensations are present. The sound of my voice is here. But just give your attention to awareness, to consciousness, to that which is experiencing all of those things, but is not itself a thing and cannot be found anywhere. Now I want to invite you to let go of this practice. We're going to do one more brief practice. This one will be very easy, I promise. I'm sure some of you found that one easy. I'm sure some of you found it impossible. And that's okay. That can be a very technical, challenging practice. But again, can you see how, if you were to consistently take the position of sitting in meditation and taking your attention off of any object and learning how to bring your attention to awareness or consciousness itself, how that could open a door for a deeper reality to emerge? That's the possibility. So for this last meditation, we're going to simply allow meditation to happen without doing anything to make it happen. See, there is a meditation that is always already occurring. There is a part of you that is always in meditation. What is meditation? It's letting things be, not needing to know. It's not grasping after the mind. It's not trying to get somewhere. It's not chasing after feelings. It's awareness of awareness. It's our own natural state. Meditation is awakened consciousness simply being itself. There is a part of us that is always in meditation, that is always outside of time and change and becoming. And there is a meditation that's always already happening. So, for this meditation, I just want to invite you to allow meditation to meditate you. Allow yourself to simply be here and available for the meditation that's already going on. Just let meditation happen in whatever way it does. Don't try to do anything at all in the name of meditation. Just be here. Meditation isn't something we generate. It's not something you make happen. It's something you make room for. It's something you open to. If there's anything to practice in this practice now, it's simply being available for what's already occurring which doesn't even mean trying to feel anything in particular. Let this be easy. Let meditation be the easiest thing you've ever done. We just did a lot of specific practices. They have a momentum in your consciousness now. Just let the momentum carry you. That doesn't mean you have to feel a special, blissful, peaceful feeling. It just means let the meditation happen in whatever way it does. Now I'm going to guide us in briefly revisiting each of the practices we did today. Let's take a minute to just let everything be again, to allow this moment to be as it is. No need to change anything. That means letting this workshop be whatever it has been. Without judgment. Without wanting it to have been different. Just let it be what it was. Let this moment, as we're nearing the end, be as it is, and let yourself be as you are. Now, let's take a moment to let go of any need to know, to rest in the unknown, in the freedom of having no idea and not needing any idea. become aware of awareness. Give your attention to the awareness of this moment as it's arising. Your own consciousness, which is not found anywhere, but is always right here, aware. And again, just allow the meditation that's already occurring to carry you along. No need to make any effort at all. Just being. Gently let go of the practice. My hope is that one of these experiments today gave you a taste but whether or not you had any kind of profound experience is not really the point. Meditation is less about having a powerful experience in the meditation than it is about learning a new way of relating to our experience, a new way of being with our minds, our feelings, our lives. And I want to invite you as you go through the rest of your day and also to observe this week, just notice if there are any impacts from this workshop on your day, because very often we have the experience that the power of the practice we did shows up at another time where we notice our consciousness is much freer. We notice we're less reactive. We notice we're more present, you know, many different manifestations of it, but I'm not inviting you to try to bring meditation into your life. I'm inviting you to notice the ways that the practices we did impact the rest of your life. And for those of you who did have a deep experience of this, that's wonderful. And I'm sure you'll want to stay with that throughout your day as well.
If the approach to meditation we've been exploring today inspires you, you are invited to tune into a 90-minute online workshop Craig will be hosting called Meditation 2.0, The Miracle of Direct Awakening. In the workshop, he'll share a powerful new approach to meditation practice and guide you in a series of brief meditation experiments so you can experience it for yourself. You can listen to that at freemeditationworkshop.com. That's freemeditationworkshop.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, we hope you'll share our show with others. And please subscribe and rate us wherever you listen to your favorite shows. If you have a minute to write a short review on your podcast app, we would deeply appreciate your support. You can stay connected to the show by subscribing to our newsletter at meditationchangeseverything.com. Each week, we'll send you new audios and videos from Craig, and we'll also let you know when we release new episodes of the show. For a deeper experience of Craig's approach to meditation, consider joining our Awakened Life membership program. Each month, you'll receive in-depth teachings and guidance, including a meditation workshop, 4 guided meditations, and a live online retreat with Craig. And when you register today, you can receive your first month for 50% off. Go to awakenedlifemembership.com to learn more and enroll. That's awakenedlifemembership.com. Check out our show notes for links to all the ways you can stay in touch with Craig's work. Meditation Changes Everything is created by Craig Hamilton, Susan Fries, Mason Ewald, Stephanie Murphy, Will Bowman, and Richard Klein. From all of us, thank you for tuning in.